me some tunes.
Seven Apollona, which is three. With seven seeds to plant inside of me.
Okay, let me give some tunes, by golly.
Hey, this is Nikita from the band Everfound, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Welcome all my honored guests to the ultimate duel with the best of the best. At my invitation, you've come to compete for the honor of suffering the final defeat. Isn't it grand what I managed to do by kidnapping those closest to you? I've taken their souls to lay on the line in a winner-take-all duel for all time. Let's play the game. I'm sure you won't know how, but watch yourselves, my foolish friends. You're all in my world now.
Face up, face up,
face down. Attack or defend.
Face up,
face down. This battle's to the end.
Face up,
face down. Stay on guard.
Face up,
face down. Play your strongest card.
My arena awaits us all. I built it myself. It's just down the hall.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And today we are going to be looking at the booster packs for Yu-Gi-Oh! The TCG game, entitled Legendary Duelist Ancient Millennium. These are brought to us by Allison Spiegel and Timothy Klein of the Hill & Knowlton Strategies and Konami. So we want to thank all of them for sponsoring this show and letting us open a couple of packs here to look at them and kind of give an idea for everybody what's going to be in there. Okay. So we'll let Logan kind of start it off here. Mm-hmm. And while he's opening, I'll give a few other details. The actual packs are already out. They came out on February 23rd, so if you're able to, go to your gaming stores or Walmarts or Targets or wherever you can get your TCG cards, they should be available.
Yep.
It's a 53-card set, 27 commons, 10 rares, 8 super rares, and 8 ultra rares. They are 5-card packs, and they are $1.99 per pack. And Logan's got the first one open, so let's see what they look like here. Tell us what you got there.
Worm bait, which is little hollow things, apparently. VWXYZ Dragon Catapult Cannon, which has got the dragon as its crotch and has the dragon's wings.
Dragon as its crotch? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll have to see this card, folks. Worm bait almost looks like slugs or grub worms.
Yeah. So I can see that. The turrets section of the thing, I think both of the other ones were, has the legs and the chest, and then the, I think cannon was the yellow one, has the arms.
Okay, so this is a giant robot type thing. So
fusion mecha too, so it's a Megazord.
Megazord, there you go. Kind of like a Megazord or like a Gundam or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Voltron. And it's
Voltron or Megazord type thing, because they actually do have, it's a union monster. Was it a union or a fusion?
It's fusions that come together and form the giant mechanical deal. Mm-hmm. Gundams are just the big old constructs already. Yeah. They don't join together. What's the next one you got?
Limiter removal, which I'm pretty sure this is a different image than limiter removal already had, so that's nice.
Okay, cool.
Overclocked speedometer was the one that told you the speed, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Overclocked speed with a bit of destroyed gadgetry right beside it.
Okay. This one's all right. It has the odometer on there, but yeah, it's not the most fanciest of cards, but hey.
I'm pretty sure that's a new artwork for that card, so that's nice.
Well, that's cool. That's cool in that regards, then.
And Perfectly Ultimate Great Moth, which is, yeah, a little, its wings have the little rings in it, and the Fuzzy Bottom has what looks like a fanged mouth in yellow fuzz on that green fuzz.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's just a slightly horrific moth.
And the Worm Bait and Limiter Removal, those were both spell cards, just so people know what those are. What's your last one from this pack?
Ancient Gear Frame, which is a person that is very skinny and made out of metal and gears with a bit of rusted... But it's skinny.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of like a steampunk robot. And it's got the shiny lettering, so that's might be one of the rarer ones. Mm-hmm. And the other two cards he pulled out, the VWXYZ Dragon Catapult Cannon and the Perfectly Ultimate Great Moth, those are fairly strong monsters. Mm-hmm. And I know I have an accent, so if I don't say monsters, sometimes I say monsters. So forgive me, folks. You'll just have to laugh at me. Uh-huh. But yeah, they're... Wow, 2, 4, 6, 8 stars on the cannon, 2, 4, 8 stars on the moth, too.
Yeah.
That's 3,000 attack on the cannon and 2,800 defense, 35 attack and 3,000 defense on the moth. So that's pretty good. Pretty good. While he's opening some of those, this set is kind of built around Maximilian Pegasus. It also has Brandic Keith, Weevil Underwood. So you're kind of looking at these characters' cards that they might have had in their decks. So classic.
For instance, the Perfectly Ultimate Great Moth, or that one's from Weevil's.
Okay, well, that makes sense since he was the insect person.
And in this next pack, we got one from Pegasus right off the bat.
Cool.
1,000 dies restrict.
Ah, there we go.
Was that one of the ones on the...
Yes, that is one of the ones that is, they give an example. 1,000 Eyes Restrict, Insect Queen, and Barrel Dragon were the examples they give of some of the cards. So we got one of the mentioned ones again. Cool.
Nice. You got a second limiter removal. And Rainbow Dragon, which that is nice looking. It's kind of white with the gold trim plate scales. And slightly blue wings with a yellow wings without feather thing below it. And little gems on the side of its neck.
Okay.
Crystal Beast Ruby Carbuncle, which is the little... I'm not sure how to actually describe a carbuncle, but it's...
Best you can. Ooh, 1,000 Eyes Restrict only has 0 and 0.
Yeah, but it equips things.
Okay.
But such then as your opponent's monsters.
And yeah, he did get a duplicate limiter removal. So, of course, with any of these type of packets, that's the chance, you know. That's one of the things is seeing what you get. Sometimes you'll get duplicates. And what was this one again?
Crystal Beast Ruby Carbuncle.
Crystal Beast Ruby Carbuncle. Okay. This is a cute one. Kind of looks like a cat type thing, but it has 4 ears. And then it has a ball on the end of its tail. So
and a little red fairy bit type on its... forehead too.
But it says fairy effect on it.
Yep. And the last one from that second pack was Ojama Simulation, which has the yellow Ojama being looks like operated on or something.
Okay.
X-rayed by a green and purple Ojamas. And yeah, those are Ojamas.
Yeah. This one's more of the cartoony art more than anything, I would say.
Yeah.
Or chibi artwork almost, something like that. Definitely the Crystal Beast is a cute one. Definitely, definitely. But the coolest one out of this one is the Rainbow Dragon.
Yeah.
It's got, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 stars.
Nice.
2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, 10 stars.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It has an effect. I'm not going to necessarily read it, but its attack is 4,000, but its defense is 0.
Yeah, that can be very...
So I was like, ooh, goodness. That could hurt.
Yeah.
That could hurt.
Mm-hmm. And generally, I find these packs for about $4 or $5 for 2 of them at Walmart. I'm not sure if I've ever actually seen them being sold individually.
Okay. And the thing with those, maybe that's because Walmart puts them in the dual pack blisters.
Yeah.
And might be the gaming stores might do the individual packs.
Yeah.
That might be why that is.
We don't really have gaming stores in our area.
No, we don't.
We're in Lakin.
Boo hoo. Yeah. Logan would love to have one here.
Apparently, 10th farthest from a 75,000 population.
True.
That was just. And we got another fusion card.
Okay.
Panzer Dragon.
Oh, okay. That'd be kind of cool.
Which, it's a little tank with instead of, well, its turret is inside of a dragon head and it has wings and a tail too, and it's all hence mechanical.
The name Panzer, because that was a tank in World War II from the Germans. Okay, gotcha. That's a play on that one. that's definitely different looking. Okay, what's the next one?
Armed Dragon Level 3, which is it's a yellow and gray dragon with very little wings, and the gray is almost like armor, and it's just a little thing.
Okay, I remember this dude.
Yep.
So this is just a rehash of a card, and a lot of these might be.
Yeah, I think it might have a different background, but
it's possible. But a lot of these images, since they're based off of classic cards.
Yeah, there might be a few.
They're going to be similar images. That came back. So that's one of the things. And Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards does that quite a bit. They'll use the same image, but it'll be part of a different set. Yeah. So if you're a collector and want a set of everything, even though it might be the same card because it's a different set, you want to put it separately.
And we got another thing from Pegasus with Relinquished.
Okay.
So that's nice. Got the slightly less effective, if I remember correctly, than Thousandizer Strike.
Yeah. Because
both of them have that zero attack that they equip other monsters into. I don't recall the exact mechanics, but...
Yeah, they're both zero and zero on attack and defense.
Yeah. Wow. I recall that they equip other monsters, generally your opponents, to do its different own things. But... Yeah, and Crystal Release, which is basically a variety of gems. It helps with your crystal beasts and such.
So it's a spell card and gems, yeah. Okay, or crystals.
It's support for those guys, like the Ruby Carbuncle.
Crystal Beast, huh? Okay.
And Parasite Paranoid, which has a pretty good-looking blue millipede or centipede-esque thing with red spines and a claw tail being wrapping around some guy's arm.
So we definitely know the insect type would be for weevils. We already talked about the stuff for Maximilian Pegasus, and I'm assuming the mechanized dragon type stuff is Panzer probably Bandit Keith's.
Panzer Dragon and stuff might be Bandit Keith, yeah. The Crystal Beasts are actually... Crystal Beasts and the Ojama one are actually from Yu-Gi-Oh! GX and possibly the Ancient Gear guy, too.
Okay.
That's slightly odd, but yeah.
So again, and if you want to read some of the stuff off the cards, but again, like I said, the classic cards are in these packs, so they're kind of a little bit of a kind of like a reissue, but they're in original forms, or back in their original forms. And like I said, one of them was Thousand Eyes Restrict, which we did pull. Insect Queen is another, and Barrel Dragon, which we didn't get those two, so... But we did get one of them. So that's kind of cool to get the one, described one.
Yep. And Relinquished and Thousand Eyes Restrict actually aren't better or different versions. They just have a different effect. Each of them, you equip one of your opponent's monsters to determine the attack and defense.
Okay. But
Relinquished, it whenever you take battle damage from battles involving this card when it's equipped with a monster, instead the damage is dealt to your opponent instead, with the equipped monsters being destroyed instead of it.
Okay.
Well, the Thousand Eyes Restrict, you can switch which you still equip your opponent's monster, but instead of having the damage done to it reflect, other monsters on the field cannot change their battle positions or attack. So
okay.
One of them stops your opponents from attacking and lets you deal damage. The other, whenever he tries to deal damage, it gets done to him instead. So,
okay. So they are useful, even though they're 0 and 0 on their counters.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Yu-Gi-Oh! GX.
Yep.
And I didn't read down far enough, but this says that fans of GX of the manga and animated series will find new cards for Chaz Princeton's Ojamas and Armed Dragons. And you said the Ojamas on one of those.
Yeah, Ojama Simulation.
Plus new ancient gears from the library of Professor Crowley and long-awaited new additions to Jesse Anderson's Crystal Beast deck. So I'm assuming that one spell card with the crystals was probably for Jesse's.
Yep.
And probably that robot with the gears, I would assume, is the ancient gears for Professor Crowley.
Yep, ancient gear frame.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you were right with the GX. So you got ahead of it. You know your stuff. So there you go. That's kind of cool that you knew that off the top of your head.
Yeah.
But again, these are already out. They were out in February 23rd. So these are some to kind of look for. And we had three packs. So we got about 15 cards. Well, we did get 15 cards, and we got one duplicate out of there, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, pretty good.
And like I said, with the packs, with any type of packs, that's one of the fun things is just to see what you get. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get some cool cards. Sometimes you get your duplicates. That happens. What'd you find?
Oh, I was thinking about giving the description for that Tin Star Rainbow Dragon.
Okay.
It can't be normal summoned, but it has to be special summoned from your hand by having 7 Crystal Beast cards with different names on your field or graveyard.
Wow.
And when it is special summoned, you can send all face-up Crystal Beast monsters you control to the graveyard, and it gains 1,000 attack for each monster sent to the graveyard. And you can banish all Crystal Beast monsters from your graveyard and shuffle all cards on the field into the deck. So, getting it out there, you can get it up to 9,000 attack.
It just might take a little time.
Extreme. Well, actually, hold on. I think Crystal Beast, yeah, they can also get to the Spell Trap card zone. And
okay.
So, if the sending all face-up Crystal Beast monsters you control to the graveyard includes those in your Spell Trap zone, you could technically get this to 14,000 attack.
Okay.
Which is, yeah.
Wipe you out in one fell swoop if you can get all the cards laid out right.
Yeah.
That's the key thing.
That would probably be much trickier, but yeah.
So you can add these to your deck, see if you can figure out stuff on how to work them in. But I assume since that Rainbow Dragon involves crystals, that must be part of Jesse Anderson's deck then. Mm-hmm. So there's another one that went to Jesse's deck. Yeah. So it's kind of cool that they kind of are using this Legendary Duelist, Ancient Millennium. They are, you know, they're saying Ancient Duelist, but there are some fairly modern duelists in there as well. Because GX isn't too old. It's a little old.
Well, but it's not the second series.
Okay, so you're kind of in there. So,
well, second series if you count all of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Series into one series. Because the original one, Duel World, Millennium Island, or...
Millennium World, I thought.
Maybe Battle not. City is one of them.
No. The one that's really concentrated Millennium on Yugi. World,
yeah, Yugi has a fair amount of seasons that occasionally change their subtitle, and then Yu-Gi-Oh! GX comes along and changes that
trend. So to me, Classic is Pegasus and Kaiba. Mm-hmm. Those are the two I really think of with Classic. Pegasus, for sure, because he's the one that really started it. Yeah. A lot of folks will know about this, but some might not. If you go back and read the first mangas, it's completely different, and it's a little bit twisted.
Flaming yo-yos of death.
Yeah, the judgments that the Pharaoh gives. I mean, he makes one guy basically blind by putting static in his eyes and stuff. Because we might have to go back and look at those again at some point and talk about them.
Bakura's board game episode is awesome, I thought.
That might be one we have to revisit and talk about. Because I don't know if we ever did that particular series as a review.
I don't think so. But yeah, the original Yu-Gi-Oh! That is awesome.
That is classic. If you can find that manga, I think it's about 8-9 books.
I can't remember.
That's one to really go back to, because that's the start
There's
of it.
There's a bit of it in anime as a season zero thing, but
I don't know if it gets that.
There is an anime. Kaiba apparently has green hair in it.
Huh. Okay. I guess I haven't seen that.
I'm not exactly sure.
I might have to try to search that one out.
Now, sometimes it's referred to as season zero of the anime.
Ah. Okay. Yeah. We might have to see about that one. That's pretty much it, right?
I think so. Okay. If we still have time, we could find another one to...
If you want to, real fast.
The Perfectly Ultimate Great Moth, that you have to wait 6 turns after a petite moth has been equipped with a cocoon of evolution to get that out there.
Okay.
So unless you can keep a 2,000 defense monster out for 6+ turns, you can't get that guy out.
On some of these, though, you can't just place into decks randomly. It's better to theme your decks, right?
Yeah.
Would that be one better with a theme deck rather than a randomly inserted in a deck?
Possibly. It at least needs the Petite Moth and Cocoon of Evolution, but...
Okay, so if you have at least certain cards, you can mix them in. Okay.
And if you have some things that increase the turn count, because I know some of those are in existence, but...
Okay.
Yeah, those could help get that out faster.
And they usually suggest between 40 and 60 cards for a deck, right, when you're playing somebody?
Yeah, I think that's about it. And apparently people like to use the 40 generally to just optimize exactly which cards to do. I like to go use all the space available.
but have then,
like three or four different strategies you can use mixed in there that are semi-compatible.
So but can, I can see some of the reasons for going 40 because you can get to the cards you need faster.
Yeah.
So you got that. But then you also said if you pull your last card from the deck, you automatically lose.
Yep. So if someone has 60 cards and just forces you to draw forever, unless you have an Exodia deck, you're dead.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. See, that's something I didn't know until you mentioned
I'm not sure if that's a... Well, yeah, there's things that make your opponent do that. So,
Okay. That's going to kind of do it for going through the packs. We've opened all of them. These packs weren't as large as the previous packs. They were 9-card packs the first time that we did this. These are 5-card packs. It's a little bit smaller deck, it's a little bit smaller set at 53 cards.
Yep.
So that's the reason why there's fewer in a pack, I'm assuming. That way, you know, it kind of balances out. But one of the things, if you're interested in getting in touch with us or commenting to us, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter under Comic Pop Library. You can also find us on iTunes, like us there. Also want to say thank you to a couple of other pod catchers that have picked us up over the last year. You can also find us besides on iTunes, Podchaser, Player FM, Listen Notes, the Android podcast app, Podlovin, and then U-Book. And the interesting thing with U-Book is it's out of Portugal. So we want to say thank you to all those podcatchers for picking us up and offering us to their listeners. It's kind of cool for them to do that. We appreciate it very much. We've been talking about opening packs for the Legendary Duelist Ancient Millennium Booster Packs. As I said, it's 53 cards set. There's 27 commons, 10 rares, 8 super rares, and 8 ultra rares. They are available now. They came out February 23rd. So go to your gaming stores, your local department stores, where you can get your trading card game supplies or trading card game packs. They should have them available. Again, the suggested retail price is $1.99 for a 5-card pack. And like Logan said, the department stores might have them in a
2-pack.
Blister pack. So those, it might be a little bit higher because that probably double the price because you're getting 2 packs.
It's around the price of a normal pack. Instead, you get one more card with 2 packs instead of one.
It's about $4 probably, around somewhere in there.
Something like that.
And like we've been talking about, there's the manga out there that you can read for Yu-Gi-Oh! There's also the animated series. Crunchyroll has a lot of the stuff on there. They're doing V-Reigns right now, so if you wanted to look up that, or Five Reigns, I'm not sure how you would pronounce it.
Vrains.
Vrains.
For VR instead of 5R, the ARC-V thing. Because ARC-V was, if I remember correctly, something to do with the number 5. This one, it's VR as in virtual reality instead of 5.
Okay, and ARC-V is on Nicktoons right now on Saturday, so you can catch that up. And you can also see, you can go to Yu-Gi-Oh!.com and also see some of the past Yu-Gi-Oh! Episodes. So you might check those out for classic Yu-Gi-Oh! Episodes. So that's kind of cool. But with this, we've been talking about the trading card game. And Logan, of course, loves these. I love looking at the artwork. So I enjoy looking at these and seeing what they come out with. We want to thank Konami and, of course, Allison Spiegel and Timothy Klein of Hill & Knowlton Strategies for allowing us to look at these cards by sending us a couple of packs. We appreciate the sponsorship. We appreciate everything that everybody's doing for us. We hope you guys out there have been having fun. Like I said, this is a new little bit of a new format. Logan's going to be doing this on some of the cards that he picks up at random as well. But it's nice and greatly appreciated that Hill & Knowlton Strategies and Konami is doing this for us and for everybody out there to listen to. So go out, see what you can find in your gaming stores and department stores. Again, the booster packs are called Legendary Duelist Ancient Millennium. And on the cover of the packs, Pegasus is heavily featured. So when you're looking for the packs, kind of look for Pegasus. That's where he is, by golly. But we've been having fun opening up the packs that were sent to us. We hope everybody out there has been having fun listening to us. We'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
It's time to... We're pondering the old souls. I'll try to get into the end zone. You won't be anything without the chips. Your lips are quivering. The time has come. Time to do.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.